B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint AFK. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK, where we talk about everything away from the keyboard. Your host, Norris Howard, here along with the squad. If you haven't done so already, make sure you slide over to our website, checkpointxp.com, where you can find all of our shows, a repository of all the good writing that we do for various stories in the world of video games and esports, and also really cool contests that Chad works on so diligently.
And quizzes.
Try to put some prizes in y'all's hands, man. Y'all not doing nothing. You at the crib. You sitting at home. You ain't got nothing to do. You're just chilling, and you need to be doing some quizzes and checking out the website. So make sure you go to the website, checkpointxp.com. Now, last week was the beginning of Summer Games Fest. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Summer Games Fest, this is a season-long event stretching from May all the way through August. It is the brainchild of Jeff Keighley, who is, I mean, pretty much the foremost, you know, media guy, organizer, and authority on the video games industry.
He's kind of becoming the godfather of gaming in a way. Like, if he keeps
pretty
this
much
stuff up.
Kind of like, if we talk about diseases, we go to Dr. Fauci. We talk about video games, we go to Jeff Keighley. So
I'm sure that's the comparison, you know, he would want.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I that's how I feel. But Summer Games Fest is really done in a way that it's supposed to be kind of replacing those big announcements from those big conferences and conventions.
Tokyo Game Show got canceled.
Yeah, we have no TGS, no Gamescom, no E3, no Comic-Con, no there's anything large and anticipatory in terms of video games is gone. So Jeff Keighley called up all of his people, all of his industry connects, and put together this event. And the first stream of Summer Games Fest just so happened to be a couple days ago, and about the Unreal Engine 5. Now, before we get into how people reacted, or before we get into, you know, how folks feel about how the presentation actually was handled, the one thing I will say is Unreal 5 looks fucking phenomenal. It looks really good.
Oh, it does.
Oh,
look
that light engine. Yeah, that light engine alone, like, they were, like, pointing that out. I was like, all right, this is really cool. Like, it's really pretty and, like, spot on. Like, it looks like real act. Like, I just went outside.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I'm really enjoying about, like, this next gen is what I told people many, many times is graphical fidelity is not going to be about that. It's not going to be about taking someone's face and making their face look realer. What it's going to be about is detail. It's going to be about the ability to walk inside of a building and every single solitary book on a bookshelf is unique and has like a unique title and color and wording. Every, you know, street is going to have these little details. Every environment is going to just be that much more real. And lighting is a big part of that. So, I mean, that is something that the nerds get really turned up about. This Lumen engine, or this Lumen plugin that's supposed to help anybody using the Unreal Engine 5. And it's a great engine. I'm not even going to lie. It looks really cool. And seeing what they've been able to do with Unreal 4 in Fortnite.
Oh, no.
He's dead. Oh, no. Hold on.
Yeah, okay. No, he's completely frozen up on us.
All right. Well.
There
he is.
It's crazy.
Maybe.
Are you there, Norris? Back?
Oh, did they lose me?
We heard Unreal you were comparing 4. It to Unreal 4, and then you were gone.
Oh, no. But anyway, all I was saying is everything they were able to do with Fortnite and Unreal 4 is great. And rendering all the graphics and stuff, it was awesome. So that was pretty much the demo. It was like a demo of, you know, generic platformer adventure game. It was a tech demo. You know, this game is probably never coming out.
It's not a real game.
It's not a game we're actually going to see.
Yeah, it's just a level we're actually going to play.
This was to show you the potential that actual developers will use the engine for.
Yes, yeah. So, and you know, it was impressive from that standpoint. Okay. Now we get into the part that frustrates me and frustrates many people. Before I get on my soapbox, which I know I could do, this is not gameplay.
No.
All right? It's not gameplay. Are we to a point now, with all the information out about Xbox Series X, about PlayStation 5, which, by the way, this was running off of PlayStation 5 the first time we've seen anything done in real time on the PlayStation 5.
Correct.
Are we to a point now where they got to stop doing this shit?
Well,
they got to stop.
We're to a point where, first of all,
what they need to start doing is just being more accurate about what they're actually showing us. Technically, what we saw was gameplay, but that wasn't the full story. Like you said, it was a tech demo. This isn't a game that anyone is ever actually going to be able to play. Now, it wasn't as egregious as Microsoft, who actually came out and apologized, because even they said, you know what, you guys were right. There wasn't as much gameplay in there as what we thought was going to be in there.
No,
right?
We were right. Tech Point XP in particular was right, because we started the meme. We started that way.
Yes. The point is, Microsoft literally said, this is what you're getting, and didn't show that. Now, the Unreal Engine was a tech demo that showed what gameplay could look like, but this isn't a game that anyone is ever going to get a chance to play. But it was more than what Microsoft said. And the bigger part, I think, is that no one going into the Unreal sort of experience or the Unreal demo, I think, was promised beforehand, we're going to show you all the upcoming gameplay that you can expect for the year. Here it is. So I think it's just about these developers and these companies need to start being a little bit more transparent with exactly what they're showing us. Because when you tell a gamer, this is what you're getting, and then they don't get it, that stays with us forever, right?
We're going to notice.
That's a wound that ain't going to heal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the part for me that just didn't rub me well is that, you know, when it comes to Summer Games Fest so far, everything has been so, like, shrouded in secrecy. It's just like, ooh, the first stream starts today. Who are we talking? Like, no, just say.
Well, they got Unreal drum Engine hype, man.
No,
God.
Unreal
well, why?
Engine 4.
We're all hyped Unreal, up already.
We're all hyped. There's no. Robbie,
what else we got
shit
to do?
Else to be hype about.
Nah, so let Keeley have his fun, man.
No, if they like, we all got hyped up about a PlayStation 5 systems architecture talk from Mark Cerny that was supposed to be for GDC.
It was hard.
It was boring.
That was on y'all. You know the type of stuff that comes out of GDC, and that was Sony, not Keeley.
They didn't say that. They didn't say that. They said, this is a stream about the PS5, and everybody got hyped up, and then it was just a bunch of bleeps and bloops and numbers and talking about hard drive space. So, again, I like it because I like to talk about systems architecture, but everybody doesn't. I like talking about game engines. I think game engines are cool. I like to see the tools that game developers are going to have for the next generation. I recognize everybody doesn't feel that way. They want to know about the games.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, I'll say the,
period.
The GDC thing, that was so much too on the gaming media, because Sony's take on that was like, hey, we're going to air our stuff from the game developers conference, and then
yes,
the media report on that
from GDC.
Then the media report on it was like, mm-hmm, exclusive first look at the PlayStation 5, and it's like, okay, well, that's not what they said, though. It technically,
yeah,
you're right,
it
is
been
our first look at the PS5, but that's not what you mean.
Yeah, that definitely might be.
I mean, it was the first look
issue
at the PS5.
Yeah.
It was just the guts of the PS5.
Exactly. It was technically accurate, but it was like clickbaity. It was the presentation equivalent of clickbait.
I'm not going to hold Sony responsible for that, because they gave us what they said they were going to give us, then everyone else just got their expectations too.
Yeah,
not,
right. I think it was a bit too hyped.
Here's what
okay.
I think.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I want to hold Sony absolutely accountable for right now. Guys, it's time. We're coming in on T-minus 6 months from release. It's time for your stream. It's time for your actual marketing consumer unveiling. We're 6 months away. Like, I mean, obviously, it would have been at E3 normally, so technically they have till mid-June before I really am going to be pissed if they haven't done it yet. But, I mean, it's getting to be time. Like, Microsoft has fired their first salvo. It's time to answer. Let's go.
No, listen. Expecting anything from Sony before June, I think, was wishful thinking. I don't think they ever were going to unveil anything before June. I don't think they would have been ready before June. And I think they're still. The one thing I will give the game developers is everybody has had to reposition. Everybody has had to rethink how they're presenting this information. So I understand that there's some weirdness involved. My thing with Summer Games Fest is that announce what you're talking about. Tell us. Tell us what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're probably still trying to figure that out, man.
No, dude. But don't say, you know, oh, my God, we're going to do an amazing stream. It's going to be our opening stream. And you got to watch to find out who we talk to. I don't like that. That's whack. I don't like
that at all.
That's
how you get the viewers, man.
Tell me what you're going to talk about. I'm going to watch it regardless because it's my job. And sure, I feel like the people who watch us need to know. But the fact of the matter is that everybody's talking about transparency. Everybody's talking about how game developers and game companies need to be better with communicating with their audience. Everybody talks about how more information needs to be out there and more information needs to be accurate that's out there. I just feel like don't do a bait and switch, man. Don't do a bait and switch. Have it what you're going to talk about.
Switch. That's not really a bait and switch.
If you were going to talk about Unreal Engine, say you're talking about Unreal Engine, and I would have watched it anyway. And I think a lot of people also would have watched it anyway. But the point is that you're going to, if you continue to do something like this, people are going to tune out unless it's an official Sony or Microsoft stream.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
If you
continue to do this, but what you have to realize is that in all honesty, right, the whole summer games industry was canceled. Pure and simple, we shouldn't be getting anything, right? But Jeff Keighley is scrambling within, what, 1-2 months time to try and put something together across the entire industry. Like, the names and the companies that he has that have been willing to actually be like, all right, you know what? Yeah, we're going to work with you and get stuff out there is insane. The names and the brands that he has on there. Now, knowing what we know of the industry, talking to folks that we've talked to in the past, putting together events like this do not happen in 1 or 2 months' time. I mean, Riot, for Pete's sake, takes a year when they're doing just Worlds, and you're talking about industry events that take companies from all over the world, and Keighley's managed to put these together in 1 or 2 months. And we don't want this to be a one-time thing. We want this to be the future of games, right? This is the type of thing that could, if done right, end up supplanting stuff like E3 in the future. And you're not going to do that by playing it transparent and being like, all right, the first thing that's coming up is going to be the Unreal Engine demo. A lot right there. That phrase is going to turn some people off. So you're right. Mm-hmm. Going forward, they can't be mysterious about everything, but you do have to drum up hype. You do have to get eyeballs on it. This has to be as successful as it can be if Keighley wants to continue going forward with it. They need eyes on it, and they need money coming into
it. It was a massive miscalculation. I thought it was stumbling out of the starting blocks. I really liked the stream itself that they did. I mean, they also talked to
Keighley, you're a national treasure, man.
No, listen, you already know me. I am a Keighley fan to the death of me. I just think that this was a really weird first thing to show off, right? This is something I expected out of Epic by themselves putting this out. I wouldn't expect this to be a part of Summer Games Fest. Here, because that's, first of all, it's not a game. So that was the first thing you saw in chat all throughout the entire thing was, but it's not a game though. And I'm not saying that chat is correct at all. But what I'm saying is that you have to be conscious of the response you're going to get. So the biggest thing to me is that if you're going to have something like Summer Games Fest, you don't have the leeway that Square Enix and EA and all the others used to have back in the day where they could get 90 minutes and take time talking about the Frostbite engine or talking about the Unreal engine. I remember when Square Enix, I think in, what was it, 2008 or 9, I could be wrong on my year, showed off Crystal Tools for the first time and everybody went, oh my God, the games are gonna look so beautiful. And then they couldn't use Crystal Tools properly for years and then they abandoned it. After two games. So, I mean...
All right, you're talking about Square Enix's proprietary system as opposed to Unreal Engine 5. Everyone uses Unreal. This isn't something that
What I'm explaining to you is the average consumer does not give a shit about what engine a game is using.
And yet, you know, it's kind of a bummer that they don't. I agree with you that they don't. Really should, because if you... like. Guess what all your games are going to look like for the next generation? Like, most of them are going to use Unreal or some facsimile of it. I don't... like, we're not going to have the era of... it's going to be Frostbite. It's going to be
Frostbite or Unreal.
And, God, is that it? I mean, I don't know what Unity is going to look like in the future. Maybe they'll have a new version of Unity.
Maybe Unity for small studios.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, like, these are what your games are going to look like. So there is a lot of value in it. Now, here's my hope. Was this the Thursday of a convention? Were these the Thursday panels?
Probably. Yeah, like
because again, absolutely. 1 to 2 months worth of time to prep. Basically, Keely's basically taking whatever he can get from these companies. So the longer down the timeline we're going to go, and the more time that they have to prep something, the better these are going to be.
I actually think the weirdest thing about this whole thing, I in some ways, I understand why they wanted to do this. For like this weird long-term thing, just maybe it's to kind of fill gaps and stuff, or like to get people like thinking about it while they're in quarantine. But like, it seems so quick. 4 months seems like a long time. I mean, there's only three major events, and there's like what, 3 or 4 days in each of them. I don't know why we needed 4 months instead of like 1 month, perhaps,
trying to wrangle all of those developers.
It gives them more time to.
These companies were going to put out all of this stuff in their own regardless. This is just Keely basically taking the initiative to be able to grab all of it, put it into quote unquote one place to kind of take credit for himself, but. That's the reason why. You know, Sony isn't going to want to share the same weekend putting their announcements out as Microsoft did, as Epic did. People are going to want their announcement to have room to breathe on their own.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Fair. So, I mean, listen, the Ghost of Tsushima actual gameplay demo came out a few days ago. And that's what I mean. Like, do that. Show your game. Show me the actual person. And it's like... oh, there's an X button on the screen. You see him press the X button. You see him do this. You see him do this. From here on out, that's all we need to have. Unless we're talking about the PS5 and everything that comes with it. That is that's the last hardware discussion I want to have. That's the last engine discussion I want to have. Everything from here to forth throughout the summer needs to be talking about what the hell you want me to spend my money for. Because I haven't seen anything that makes me want to spend my money, which is the end result of all this shit. So let's just keep focus on that point. But anyway,
I have a quick side note, just real quick. I typed in summergamesfest.com. I don't know what I misspelled or what, because I didn't look. But when I clicked it, it took me into... it literally just an image popped up on the screen of a hot dog inside of a... taco shell, one of those flat taco shells you put on a plate with a bunch of cheese puffs. So, I don't know if someone could help me figure that out, why that happens when you type in summergamesfest.com, but that's fine.
So, we're going to take a quick break and make sure we scrub Chad's computer, because he's clearly been looking at some weird stuff. So, we're going to be right back with more Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.